This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, bringing offshore jobs back home. But first, Haiti is holding presidential elections next week. Many Haitians hope the new government will bring stability to that troubled country, as well as a boost to the economy. Some organizations are trying to create jobs and clean the streets in some of Haiti's toughest neighborhoods. Amelia Shaw reports on one organization that's doing this with a little help from hip-hop.
Rose Claire Blanc gets up at dawn every morning. Wearing a yellow t-shirt and cap, she walks through the streets with a wheelbarrow and a broom. She's one of the growing army of yellow-shirted street cleaners seen every day in Port-au-Prince.
I used to sell rice and used clothes in the market. But last year, a thief robbed me of everything. So now I'm working for the country to clear garbage from the streets.
Rose Claire is part of a program called Clean Streets. The project is run by the Pan American Development Foundation, or PADF, with major funding from the U.S. government. The goal is to create jobs while at the same time reduce the mounds of smoldering garbage from the capital, particularly in the city slums of Lower Delma, Bel Air, and Cité Soleil. PADF director John Corelli says the project got its start after he himself was a victim of kidnapping a year ago. He was held for one night in the slum of Cité Soleil.
When they found out my job and that we do development work and have several projects going, they wanted to know why we didn't have projects inside Cité Soleil, which I found somewhat ironic, considering I was there against my will as a kidnap victim.
Gangs control the slum areas, making them hotspots for violence and hiding places for kidnappers. Setting up projects in these areas is risky, and many organizations have closed down their operations. The result is that the people most in need of social services, job programs, and health outreach are left to go without.
It's very difficult. They are in a circumstance where they are isolated, much as Haiti has been for several centuries.
Corelli says the Clean Streets program was able to get into the slums and provide jobs with the help of Haitian-born hip-hop artist Wyclef Jean and his organization, Yele Haiti. Wyclef's fame as a former Grammy winner with the Fugees has helped draw world attention to Haiti's poverty, notably with the visit of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in January. But his star quality has also gained the confidence and protection of the gangs in the slums. According to Wyclef, the partnership with PADF so far is a success.
I would say this combination is a combination which is approved by the ghetto. Like, the ghetto feels that it's a great marriage, and they feel it's positive, and they want their streets clean, you know what I mean?
Wyclef says hip-hop is an important part of the project. He worked with young aspiring musicians from the slums to create a CD, which is blasted on the city's multicolored buses called Tap Taps. On the CD, rappers beat about respecting the community by keeping it clean and by stopping violence. Music helps spread the word, Wyclef says, but that won't be enough to stop the violence.
The question is, who's going to put some jobs in those communities to make people want to put down their arms?
The Clean Streets Project employs 1,400 people, paying them about $2 a day. Haitian economist Kesner Farrell says that while job programs like Clean Streets are definitely a good idea, they are just a drop in the bucket.
We got right now more than 4 million Haitians who don't have $1 a day. We get more than 7 million Haitians who don't have like $2 a day.
As many as 3/4 of Haiti's population is unemployed. According to Farrell, pulling the country out of its economic quagmire means fixing the last 2 centuries of bad politics.
The first step is to get the political stability. We got to put an end to all these coup d'etat. We got to put an end to one person in the government trying to get the whole power, like monopolizing dictatorship.
Next week, Haiti is holding its first democratic election since former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was forced into exile nearly 2 years ago. Many, like Rose Claire, hope this will bring change. Rose Claire says she's happy she has her job because it betters the country, but she says the money just isn't enough. She's had to pull her 6 children out of school because she couldn't pay the fees. The country has no job, she says, and this is why she sweeps the street. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Shaw in Port-au-Prince.
And on Monday, Amelia Shaw will report on the Haitian hillbilly. He's a local DJ who was kidnapped and is now using that experience to reach out to people over the airwaves.